Kink in touch.
Kink in touch with Jasper.
No worries, you're more than welcome.
Because last year the debut album came out, This Time Next Year. And what did you do last year at this point of the year?
Oh, geez. I think we spent a lot of time wondering what the hell was going on. I think we were all in a similar vibe at that point. I think we were all just working as hard as we could on this second album. Do you know, like, the one thing with everything that's been going on is giving us time to really perfect the art of songwriting. Well, not perfect, but get better at it at least, and just work on writing the next album. So, you know, every cloud has a silver lining, and we try to use it to the best of our advantage.
And it must be a good way to give away your aggression on this point, your energy, because there wasn't a lot to do, so you can put it in a lot of loud music.
Yeah, absolutely. I often wonder if everything was okay in the world, I don't know what we would write about. So in some ways, I guess we're quite lucky that, especially in England, we're in a bit of a mess at the moment. It gives us something to be angry about, something to be creative about and write about.
And now there's a new song. It's called New England. It's together with Bob Villain. He's playing next week in the Netherlands on a digital showcase festival. How did you come up with that collaboration?
So we met Bob Villain before. There's an artist in England, you might know him, called Frank Carter.
Yeah.
We met Frank and we actually played at his birthday party.
Really?
And yeah, so he was like, we just met him and he was like, come play my birthday party in London.
Uh-huh.
And we played this really tiny little venue called Blondie's. You could fit like 20 people in there. And Bob Villain was playing before us. So we met Bob Villain. And then when me and Ben first started writing New England about a year ago, we just immediately were like, we should get Bob Villain on this. And we sent him the song and he immediately loved it, sent us his verse. And we basically didn't change anything. It was just like one of them moments where the planets align and he just wrote an amazing verse on it. And it worked perfectly.
But that's so cool about the music scene in the UK. There's a lot of shit happening as well, but in the music scene, everyone seems to like each other at this moment.
Yeah, well, I think we've all come together over a sort of common enemy. You know, we all feel the same way. We all feel really betrayed, to be honest, you know, especially when a lot of the music scene is about all coming together. And, you know, we absolutely adore Europe and we loved playing in Europe. So, you know, we had a lot ripped away from us, that it felt like, you know, we had lost such a big part of being a musician. So I guess in some ways it makes everyone, all the English bands and musicians and artists, like closer over a common enemy. But we'd much rather it was a different way and we could, you know, we'd still be close, but it'd be nice to just be able to be happy and get back out there with, you know, like the rest of the world. We feel very locked off at the moment. So yeah.
You're always welcome here if you like. In our studio.
We would love to come join you. We absolutely love the Netherlands.
The song ends with arrivederci, ciao. Oh, but yeah. Where's the Dutch part of this song? Where is tot ziens?
Well, I was going to say, how do you say goodbye in Dutch?
Tot ziens.
Tot ziens.
I'm going to add this to this song, right?
I know. Next time we'll have to do it. I think Ben's actually, what are you, caught a Dutch?
Yeah.
Ben's sport of Dutch as well, so really we should get a proper telling off for not doing that. Ben's grandmother will be very unhappy with us.
I can't wait to see you finally in the Netherlands, guys, because when will it happen finally?
So we have a lot of plans for this year, but we're being cautiously optimistic.
Yeah,
we've got some support tours coming up. We're not allowed to say too much, but I'll tell you one thing, it's I think probably the biggest venue we've ever played. And it's going to be in Amsterdam.
Wow.
So fingers crossed that happens. I can't say anything more than that. And then we shall return as a headline act later in the year. Fingers crossed, because we absolutely love it.
Finally, exciting time for Kit Kapici, because the album came out. You weren't allowed to play that much shows, but this year must be the year, or otherwise this time next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, it was very much a case of it came out and then we were still stuck not being able to do anything. So
yeah.
This year is a really big one for us. We hope to be doing as many festivals as possible and really, really getting out there in England and in Europe as much as possible. And I think it's looking pretty positive.
The new song is called New England, my tune of the week, but I'd love to play Working Man's Town as well, because that song is so good as well.
I'm glad you like it. Yeah, nice one.
Jack, thanks for joining me today. Have a great day over there in maybe the New England, and hopefully see you in that big venue in Amsterdam later this year.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Thank you.
Dit was een podcast van Kink. Voor meer podcasts, playlists en radio, check kink.nl.